Hello?
Morning, Ed. Bob Fabris.
Hi, Bob. How's it going?
Okay. Did you get any of my goodies?
I got the Pac-Man game. And I got it to load without any question marks. How long has that version been run?
What do you mean?
Have you sat right down and played that for hours at a time to make sure that there are no bugs in it?
Not that one.
Okay.
I did. I'm playing the other one that you sent me with in the cartridge.
All right.
Why?
Well, I just wanted to be sure because, you know, this is it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's loaded with no question marks. I changed the name to Muncher.
Mm-hmm.
And I burnt the chips, and they're on their way.
Oh, okay.
So we're in business.
Okay. Now, how many are you sending me right now?
Well, I don't mean they're on their way to you. They're on their way to be burnt.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I have to provide two masks.
Uh-huh.
So, 2 weeks, I'm looking at.
Okay.
And then you can have as many as you want.
Uh-huh.
They're all going to get done at once, and then I'll just have them assembled as you can afford them.
Yeah, okay.
You know, once the chips are done, the assembly is peanuts.
Yeah.
You know, that's just going to be, you know, hey, somebody sit down and do this.
All right. Well, let's see. Did you get my check?
I saw it on the table last night when I came home.
Okay,
I got something from you.
Yeah, I'll put the next one in the mail today.
Okay, great.
And that'll get you up to 5K.
Decent. Looks like we got this thing rolling.
Okay, well, orders are starting to dribble in.
Well, 2 weeks from now, you'll probably have at least 200 orders.
Yeah, okay.
Enough to cover your bulk.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be gravy.
Now, I asked Earl the other day, can you process about 10 or 12 of them that I could have from your side of the world by your operation?
I don't have any chips right now. I just sent the last chips I had out of this batch, but if I reordered some chips, I could make you some copies, yeah.
The
problem right now, you see, is that we don't have any boards.
Oh, okay.
You see, that's the biggest problem.
Alrighty.
All sorts of delays and problems cropped up getting the board done, and as it turns out, I expected to have some samples by this weekend, and it turns out I'm not going to have the samples until next weekend.
Yeah, okay.
So if it looks like I'm going to have sample boards any sooner, then as soon as I get them, I can call you and let you know you can have a couple.
Yeah, okay. I need some samples over here also.
Right.
Well, probably about four is what I could use.
Okay.
With a couple of the distributor people, so they can show it off a little bit, slightly. Okay.
Sure. As soon as possible, Bob, I'll have it for you.
Alrighty.
No problem.
Let's see. Did you get the big envelope? With the listing in it?
Oh, no, that hasn't come yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That and the, and the big manual is in there together, okay.
Oh, okay. I'll probably get that today, then.
Well, it went third class, so it'll be a little bit.
Well, maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that must have waited a ton.
Yeah, all right. let's see.
Still moving along. I spoke to Tom DeFonte just yesterday.
Oh, good.
And made sure that our arrangements and our deal are still go.
Yeah.
And fortunately, nobody's thrown any wrenches in the works. And yes, we are still going the third week of February. And I've been in touch with Fredrickson, Jeff again.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to work out some sort of arrangement with him because I'm trying to get the language for less than $50 a copy because it's kind of getting steep. You know, if we're going to do a couple of hundred of them, maybe he'll drop the price to $40 or something.
Yeah.
Before, he was under the impression we might do a couple of dozen.
Oh.
You know, now it looks like the first time we're going to be doing at least several hundred to 1,000.
Well, yeah, I thought you were gearing up for about 1,000.
Well, we are.
Hardware.
We're working at a problem getting the money now.
Yeah.
So we may have to shoot at 500 instead just so we can get the money from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking over $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty hard to come up with.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go for it, you know, whatever we can, but I'm gonna just try to get the language down, you know, maybe $10 or so. Because four EPROMs are still costing a lot of money, especially since they're 8K each.
Yeah.
You know, it's like $100 is going just into the language.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a sliding scale that you can work with them. If you do 50,
yeah,
it's so much, and if you do 100, it's less. Yeah.
I've left a message with him. You know, he's only trying to get in touch with.
Yeah.
Anyway, other than that, everything's going good because Tom DeFani says, you know, still go, and I've got this guy's name who I'm supposed to talk to, Terry Diz, who's going to do the software letter when we get there.
Good.
So, it looks good. Still looks real good, thank God.
Yeah, okay.
No major disasters have taken place up to this point, which is, you know, thank goodness.
Yeah. Alrighty. Oh, do you have Drescher's phone number?
Dan Drescher's?
Yeah.
No, I have the business phone on it.
Well, that's okay.
That's a Terrissa.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as he's concerned, by the way, he doesn't want anyone to know that he's got anything to do with any of this.
Okay.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, for that matter, neither do we. Let's see. I got it on pull-it. I'm going to have to get it. Wait, hold on a second. So, what's up, anything?
No, we were negotiating something at the CES, and I wanted to see how we're doing on that.
With Dan?
With Dan, yeah, so. I sent him some material on it. Need review on, and it's totally dissociated with this project.
Coming up, here we go. Okay, there it is. 216.
Yep.
898.
Yep.
7165.
Okay, great.
Esoterica. Hey, that's it, yep. Okay, well, let's see. Anything else?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, great. Because it looks like we definitely have things on the road here. I'm so glad about that, too. Finally, something started.
Yeah, okay. So I can start looking for you having material in a couple of weeks.
2 weeks, two and a half weeks.
Good.
The trips, anyway, should be done.
Yeah.
And after that, as soon as I get them, I can start assembling them and sending them to you, you know, immediately. You know, just as simple as that. As soon as the chips are here, they can start being shipped.
Okay.
Probably 100 a week.
Okay, whatever's a convenient batch, not too big, because...
Well, if you're still waiting for 100, I'll try to get 100 a week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, that's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
I'll just get two or three people to start, you know, putting the boards together.
Great. All right.
All right. Good then. Thanks for calling, and
thank you.
I'll be in touch with you if anything exciting happens.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
One last thing.
Yep.
We're going to try to go with card guides on the motherboard for the three added on bus slots.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty good. So at this point in time, it is going to be a three slot motherboard.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be three slots instead of four or five because so many products are already going to be on the motherboard.
Yeah.
And at that point, it looks pretty good.
Good. All right.
So I'll be back in touch with you.
Good. Cut the cost down a little bit. You bet.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.